have a decision to make. Wear sunglasses or no sunglasses?
我一直感到骑虎难下，到底是该戴我的太阳眼镜呢，还是不该戴墨镜？
Last Sunday, I preached at Fontana. My wife showed me the picture. She says, "You preach like a blind man."
上周我在 Fontana 讲道的时候，我的太太给我看了一下他们为我照的照片。她说：“你在照片上看起来像一个盲人的牧师。”
When I don't wear the sunglasses, the light is too strong.
当我不戴这个墨镜的时候呢，这个光对我来说太强了。
Taking the sunglasses off, I like to close my eyes because it's too strong.
因为我不戴墨镜的时候呢，我的眼睛总是眯起来，因为这个光对我来说太强了。
So, please don't be surprised when I put on my sunglasses later.
所以如果等会儿我讲到的时候戴上墨镜的时候，大家请不要惊讶。
Today I'd like to preach you another subject. God Himself.
今天我所要讲的一个题目是神自己。
You still remember the last two times I talk about the first message, I talk about God of the impossibles.
你们还记得吗？上两堂我们讲了什么？在第一堂的时候我讲过了一个在他无所不能的神。
The second message I preach on the transcendency of God.
第二讲里我讲过一个主题是超然的神。
And today I'd like to continue thinking what kind of a God we have.
我今天想来跟你们继续一起思考我们的神是怎么样的一位神。
How do we relate to this God?
我们应该怎样与这样的神建立关系？
God is the God of impossibles.
神是一个使无变有的神。
And He is also transcendent.
神是一个超然的神。
That means He's beyond our reach.
也就是说，我们用手是没办法触摸到他的。
So how can we relate to this God?
那我们怎么样才来与这一位神能建立关系呢？
But God, like us, He wants to have a relationship.
神就像我们人类一样，他也希望有这种互相相处的关系。
While men are struggling to reach God,
当我们挣扎着，我们想触摸到神的时候
，God is also reaching toward us.
神也伸出手来，他想来能够接触到我们。
He realizes our weaknesses.
他知道我们的软弱。
So he gave us the Bible.So that we may be able to know what kind of God He is.
所以他给了我们这本圣经，我们知道从圣经里可以读到他是怎样的一位神。
And 2,000 years ago, He sent His Son to this world to show us what kind of God He is.
2,000 多年前，他把他的儿子耶稣基督送到世上来，向我们显现他是怎样的一位神。
So through reading the scriptures.
通过读圣经
and coming to be in touch with the Lord Jesus, we can and we are able to know God.
通过知道和了解耶稣基督，我们能就知道神，能认识到神到底是什么样的一位神。
So when we talk about relationship with God,
当我们谈到与神的关系的时候
we need to think of the scriptures.
我们首先想到的应该是经文
and also the Lord Jesus.
我们应该也想到我们的主耶稣基督
We have many people that have yet to know the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior.
我们在座的还有很多，现在还有很多人还不能知道，也不认识耶稣基督能做他们的生命中的救主。
And to these people,They really don't have a way of knowing this God.
对于这些人来说，他们没有办法知道神到底是怎么样的一位神。
But they do have a heart to reach to this Almighty.
但他们有一个追求这个万能神的一颗心。
So my advice to these people is receive the Lord Jesus into your life as your Savior and Lord.
我的对这些人的建议来说是你能可以把耶稣基督接进你的心里让他作为你生命中的救主。
Then you know what kind of God we have.
这样的话你就会认识到我们的神是怎么样的一位神。
Let's not remember we're talking about spiritual things.
请不要忘记我们这里讲到的是一些属灵的事情。
And I'd like to read some scriptures at this time. Please turn to Psalm 139.
我要与你们分享一些经文，请大家翻到诗篇139章.
This is a psalm of King David.
这是大卫王子写的诗。
David is probably one of the human beings that knows God better than most people.
大卫王可能是所有的人中间对神最亲切，对神的认识最多的一个人了。
He knows God well because he wants to know God well.
他之所以能够这样的认识神，因为他有一颗非常想认识神的一颗心。
So brothers and sisters and friends, if you want to know God well, you have to search for God.
所以弟兄姐妹慕道朋友们。如果你想认识这位神的话，你应该去你应该去寻求他。
You need to pay a price.
你要付代价的。
Psalm 139, verse 13.
诗篇139章的第十三节。
For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb.I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depth of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book.Before one of them came to be.
诗篇139章的13节到16节说道，我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中你已复辟我，我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络，那时我的形体并不向你隐藏。第16节，我未成形的体质你的眼早已看见了，你所定的日子我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上了。
You might call this a psalm is a worshipful psalm.
如果要给诗篇这些诗篇定义一个名字的话，可能可以说是一个敬拜的诗篇。
Later on we'll talk about worship because that's our one of our ways to relate to God.
等一会儿我们会谈到敬拜的这个题目，因为敬拜是我们和神所接触的一个方式。
David was very close to God.
大卫与神非常亲近。
Because he worships God all the time.
因为他无时无刻的不在敬拜神。
You and me, if we want to know God, to be close to God, we should learn how to worship him.
你和我一样，如果你愿意亲近神，愿意认识神的话，我们应该来敬拜他。
To worship is to praise.
敬拜神也就是赞美神。
Is to give God the credit he deserves.
也就是说，把神该配得的这些东西还给他。
Normally, we don't know God, we don't understand God has done for me, so therefore we don't give him the proper credit that he deserves.
我们一般人是我们不认识神，所以我们也不知道神为我们做了多少事情，所以我们很少会这样的去尊重神，把他应得的来敬拜他。
David knows God.
大卫认识神。
That's the reason why he gave God all the credit about his existence.
这就是为什么大卫说他的生存啊，他的一切气息都是来自于神。
Brothers and sisters and friends, if you learn one thing today, you learn that God causes you to exist.
弟兄姐妹，慕道朋友们，如果今天你们在讲道里能学到一件事情，就是这么一件事情，是上帝创造了你，因着上帝你才可以存在。
The fact that you're here today at this moment.
今天你在此时此刻坐在这里。
God has made it happen.
是上帝让它发生的。
Give all the credit to God Almighty.
把上帝，把这个全能神所应有的尊重和尊崇献给他。
You cannot over praise God.
我们怎么样赞美神都不会过分。
You cannot over credit this God.
我们怎么样把我们所欠他的还给他都不过分。
That's the basic knowledge we need to have when we are talking about God.
当我们谈到神的时候，这是我们需要应该有的最基本的一些常识。
Today, I'd like to use three similes to talk about our God.
今天我会用三个比喻来谈神。
Number one, it's very simple, brothers and sisters. He is king.
第一个是非常简单的一件事，神是王。
When I talk about king, I'm in the true sense of the term.
当我用王这个词的时候，我用的是王这个非常真实的意义。
There are so many kings and queens in this world.
在当今的世界里有这么多的国王，这么多的王后。
But they are so-called titular kings or queens. They're not real kings or queens.
可是他就是我们说的所谓名存实亡或者有名无实的这种国王。
Such as the king of Japan.
特别是像日本的天皇
Queen of England
英国的女王
They have the title of king and queen
他们有这个头衔
But they don't have the real power or status of king or queen
可是他们并没有跟着这个头衔一起来的一些地位和一些能力
In England, the power is with the Congress
在英国治法的这些能力是在国会里面。
Especially the lower house.
特别是下议院。
And once a king says, King of England says, if the Congress, their Congress, pass an act, says the queen or the king should commit suicide.
如果假设来说，一个国王发出一个命令说，这个国会通过了一个法案，这个国王或者王后，或者这个女王，他们之间应该有一个人去自杀的话。
And this king says, I do that with tears in my eyes.
国王就说，即使是流着眼泪，我也得去这么做。
So that tells you that even though he's called the king, he doesn't really, live as A king.
也就是告诉你们说，国王虽然叫做国王，他有这个头衔，可是他并没有跟着这个国王一头衔一起来的能力。
But when I say God is king,
当我说神是王的时候
，That means he is the real king.
我说的是我们的神是真正的王。
He is the highest and absolute authority.
他有至高无上绝对的权柄。
He also, brothers and sisters, this is important, has the ownership of all persons and things.
还有一件非常重要的事情，弟兄姐妹们，就是说我们的神，他拥有一切的人和一切的事物。
In the 100 years ago, say,
大概一百多年前
the king of the Qing dynasty, or maybe, When I trace back to the Ming Dynasty, all those kings, they own you.
在一百多年前，清朝的皇帝或者再往前追溯明朝的皇帝，他们这些皇帝是拥有他们的子民的。
They own your property.
他们拥有他的臣民的一切的财产。
They own your careers.
他们拥有他们一切的职业。
They even own your life.
他们还拥有他们臣民的生命。
When they want to take your life away, all he needs to do is just say, kill him.
他们只要不想让你活的话，他们只要一句话说，把他杀掉就行了。
That is the authority of a real king.
那就是我所说的一个王应该有的权柄。
He owns you, and he is your possessor.
他拥有你的一切，他是你的拥有者。
When Adam and Eve sinned against God,
当亚当夏娃犯罪得罪神的时候，
they really defied God's authority.
他们藐视了神的主权。
People would say, what's a big thing? Eat a few apples.
也许有人们说。不就是吃了几个苹果吗？有什么大不了的呢？
We don't really know whether it's apples or not.
其实我们并不知道那个水果到底是苹果还是别的水果。
But we know that there's some fruit in the garden that God says, you shall not touch it.
但是我们知道那个伊甸园里确实树上长了水果，神说不要去碰这些水果。
But Eve and later on Adam, they both not only touch that fruit, they ate the fruit.
可是夏娃，之后就是亚当，他们不但去摸了那些水果，他们还把那些水果吃掉了。
The reason they ate the fruit because devil told them, once you eat the fruit, you're going to be as smart and powerful as God.
他们为什么吃那些水果呢？因为魔鬼引诱他们说。你们只要一吃这些水果，你们的眼睛就会亮了，就会像神一样的有能力，像神一样的聪明。
Today, most of the unbelievers have one thought in their mind, in the back of their mind.
今天大多数的不信的人里，心里想法都有这么一个错误。
God is not very really almighty.
他们认为神并不是别人所说的那种大能或者万能的神。
I can be just as smart as God.
我就可以和神一样的聪明。
On certain things, I'm probably smarter than God.
其实，在有些事上，说不定我比神还聪明呢。
So you have heard people criticizing God. Oh, God is not so wise by doing this and this and this.
所以我们经常听到有些人说。哎，上帝不是很聪明吗？他做了这些事情，不是很明智的。
Because they feel now I'm just as wise as God.
因为他们认为他们就和神一样的聪明。
So that's the problem with human beings.
这就是我们人类的问题。
We defy the authority of God.
我们公然反抗神的主权。
And we disagree with His sovereignty.
我们不同意他的主权。
Therefore, the relationship between God and man was broken.
所以人类和神的关系破碎了。
Once you disagree that He is the King Almighty,
当你不认为神是一个全能神的时候，
then you and God has no more connection.
这样的这个时候，我们和神之间的这种联系就断掉了。
When the relationship between God and man breaks down, and there all sorts of relationship also break down.
当人和神之间的关系破碎的时候，其他的一些社会的关系也破碎了。
The interrelations among men began to deteriorate.
人和人之间的关系也得到了恶化。
Relationship between husbands and wives.
特别是夫妻之间的关系也得到恶
化。And relationship between brothers.
兄弟之间的关系。
Relationship among all men.
所有人与人之间的关系。
And people complain about God.
大家都在抱怨神。
If God is the true king, how come the world is so messy?
如果神真正的是一个王的话，为什么世界上是一团糟呢？
While there's still wars and all the other immoral things.
为什么世界上会有这么多战争、打仗，还有一些不道德的事情发生呢？
The reason is not because of God being unable to do anything.
原因是不是神不能做什么事？
The problem is man has left God. Man's relationship with God has been broken.
原因是而是人已经离开了神，人和神的关系破碎了。
In other words, there's sin in this world.
也就是说，这个原因是因为世界上的罪产生的。
Man's sin against God is defiance against God's authority.
当人犯罪得罪神的时候，其实他们就是在公然反抗神的权威。
Once you refuse to accept God as king, as your owner, as your a boss, then you're going to be in trouble.
当你不愿意接受神作为你生命中的王，作为你生命中的头，或者作为Yeah, 那个时候你的生活就会一团糟。
你的老板。
你的老板。
Brothers and sisters, the first thing we need to recognize God is He's my King.
弟兄姐妹们，第一件事情我们应该认识到的神就是神是王。
He owns me.
他拥有我。
That's the first thing you have to admit. You come to God as God.You're my king. You own me.
我们来到神面前的第一件事就应该说，神，你是王，我是属于你的，你拥有我。
The unbeliever's relationship with God is that they refuse to admit that God owns them.
现在大多数的不信的人，他们的问题就是，他们不承认神是他们的拥有者，他们属于神。
I own myself.
我是属于我自己的，我是我自己的老板。
That's where the problem starts.
这就是问题的起源。
Now the second relationship with God is He is our Father.
第二个与神的关系就是他是我们的父亲。
What is a father aside from being the origin of life for his children?
父亲除了能够给他的 子女一个生命的话之外，还会有别的什么角色呢？
To be a father, brothers and sisters, is not just a life giver. A father means you are the provider.
父亲不光是生命的给予者，他也是我们的供给者。
You provide for your children, for your family.
父亲为一家的提供所有需要的东西，为他们的孩子提供他们一切的东西。
Today, we have seen fathers, they push their wife to go out to work to make a living, and then they themselves stay home washing dishes, mow the lawn.
今天我们看到的一些父亲把他们的太太推出家外，让他们出去养家挣钱，他们自己却留在家里洗碗除草。
That's not.The correct role of a son or of a husband.
这不是一个丈夫所应该有的角色。
I hope there are no fathers in our midst. For temporarily, that's okay. But not to just stay home forever and act as a wife.
我希望我们这里的人如果你暂时愿意做家庭妇男的话是可以的，可是长期做这不是神给你的角色。
You are the provider.
你是家里的一个供给者。
Second, a father according to the scripture is a protector.
第二，根据圣经上来讲，一个父亲的角色应该是一个保护者。
You are the one that protects your children from going astray.
你应该是有这么一个角色，保护你的孩子们，让他们不要走偏路。
So young people, I'd like to remind you, your father protects you.
年轻人, 我想跟你们讲, 你们的父亲的角色是保护你们的。
That's the reason why your responsibility is to listen, to receive his protection gratefully.
所以你们的角色是什么呢? 你们要好好的听你们的父亲的话, 然后你们要, 怀着感恩的心, 接受你们父亲对你们提供的这种保护。
Most of our young people consider it a privilege to stay out late at night.
很多年轻人都愿意, 而且认为是一种特权, 他们能够彻夜不归的话,
they consider that as his privilege.
他们认为这是一种特权。
But as a father, you are supposed to tell your young people, come home before dark.
可是作为父亲, 你们是有这种, 你们的角色应该是保护他们, 告诉他们, 天黑之前一定得回家。
Elder Chu, you're old-fashioned.
你一定会说, 朱长老, 你这一套理论已经很老了。
I don't believe kids ought to stay out after 10 o'clock. How's that?
我不希望孩子们10点钟以后还在外面乱逛。
Father has to protect you.
父亲们要保护你们，保护这些孩子们。
Therefore, God has given him the certain authority to exercise that privilege.
所以神为了让这些父亲能够行使这个权利，给了他们一定的权威。
And the Father, according to the Word of God, also disciplines his children.
根据圣经上来讲, 父亲还有一个角色, 就是他们是管教者, 管教他们的子女。
Young people,
年轻人,
if your father has not been a discipliner and he has failed his duty as a your father,
如果你们的父亲们没有管教你们,
I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand.
我不会让你们举手。
How many of you have spanked by your dad?
有多少个人被你们的父亲打过?
Father has given, been given this responsibility to discipline his children.
神给了父亲这个角色，这个责任，让他们来管教他们的孩子。
A father does not discipline his children is not a good father.
一个不管教孩子的父亲不是一个好父亲。
Young people, I hope you agree.
年轻人，我希望你们和我的观点是相同的。
When your father disciplined you, did you say, Dad, thank you?
当你们的父亲管教你们了之后，你们有没有说，爸爸，谢谢你管教我？
You should.
你们应该这样对他说。
Because he is a good father.
因为他是一个好父亲。
So, God is a father, and God performed these duties.
所以神也是这么样的一位父亲,
他也行使, He provides for us.
他为我们提供我们的一切,
He protects us.
他保护我们,
of course, He also disciplines us.
当然他也管教我们。
Why He disciplines us?
他为什么要管教我们呢?
When a father disciplines his children, that means he loves his children.
当一个父亲管教孩子的时候, 那说明他是爱他的孩子的。
Young people, if your dad doesn't discipline you, that tells you he doesn't love you.
年轻人, 我告诉你们, 如果你们的父亲不管教你们的话, 说明他根本都不爱你们。
That's the reason I say, when you are disciplined by your father, you say, Dad, thank you.
这就是为什么我要说, 当爸爸管教你的时候, 你应该说, 谢谢你爸爸, 管教我。
Thank you for being such a real father.
谢谢你做这么一个真实的父亲。
God is also loving and trustworthy.
神也是慈爱的, 是可以信靠的。
And the next session, and we'll talk about this a little more.
下一讲我们会讲到他的慈爱和他的可依靠。
But one thing I must say, today, that image of God being the Father has been ruined by some of the behavior of today's man.
可是像现在这个社会上一些稀奇古怪的一些事情，人们做的一些事情，使得神这个圣洁的父亲的形象被玷污了。
When we preach the gospel, we always like to say, God loves you.
当我们传福音的时候，我们经常说，神爱你们。
He loves you.
他爱你们。
Just like your dad loves you.
就像你的父亲爱你一样。
And then this man or this woman hear this, oh, if God is like my dad, I don't want him.
可是这个时候会，其中的一个男人或女人会说，啊，如果上帝是像我的爸爸一样的，那我不要这么样一个天父。
I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. You know it in your heart. Do you really love your dad?
我不会让你举手表决，可是你心里可能明白，你是不是真正的爱你的父亲。
When you love your dad, simply because he disciplines you.
你爱你的父亲，是不是我们爱我们的父亲，就是因为他管教我们吗？
A father that disciplines, and truly he is a loving father.
一个能管教你的父亲是真正意义上的一个爱你的父亲。
Of course, this is by scripture.
当然，这是从圣经里来的教训。
I know of some dad and beat up their children badly.
可是我们也知道有些父亲他们是责打他们的孩子，打得非常厉害。
They hit their children with a rod and a belt and all sorts of weapons.
他们用棍子或者用皮带去或各式各样的武器来打他们的孩子。
It's very difficult to tell the children that your dad is a lover.
这个时候很难跟孩子讲你的父亲是爱你的。
That's the reason why, brothers and sisters, when we discipline our children, we need to explain to our children why we discipline them.
这就是为什么弟兄姐妹们当我们管教我们的子女的时候我们应该告诉他我们为什么要管教他这个原因。
At the end of your explanation, you don't forget to say, son, daughter, I love you.
在每次管教之后都不要忘记跟他讲说儿子女儿我们爱你我爱你。
I spank you because I love you.
我打你的屁股是因为我爱你。
Because I do it for your good.
我打你是为了你好。
Don't ever forget that.
不要忘记这一点。
When I was young, I had a classmate, and his dad was the police chief in that little town.
在我小时候我有一个同学他的爸爸是那个警察局的局长。
Well, he is a real chief.
他是一个
货真价实的。
货真价实的局长。
Not only he does that to people, he rule his house as a police chief.
他不光为什么说货真价实就是他不光在外面是管那个小镇的。他在家里面也是掌管一切的。
Sometimes I visit his son at his home.
有些时候到他们家串门去看他儿子的时候。
Before I get close to the door, I heard his son crying loud.
在我还没走进家门的时候就听到他的儿子我的同学在里面大哭大叫。
Because he was chased around by his dad.
因为他爸爸在家里追着他打他。
His dad will use a rod, you know, that, shut the door, you know, with that rod, bar, and he just pulled that rod and bang, 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 hit his son.
他的父亲把就是我们在锁门的时候的门上的个栓一个木板拿下来就朝他的屁股上打。
So he shows absolutely no love whatsoever.
所以这个父亲对于这个儿子来说他没有有没有任何的爱。
That son never came to know the Lord.
那个儿子后来再也没有归向主。
The end result, I was told. When the communists came, and he joined, his son joined the communists, and then killed his own dad.
最后的结果是什么呢？当国民当共产党来的时候，那个儿子加入了共产党，他最后把自己的父亲杀了。
He killed his own dad.
他杀了自己的父亲。
With two chopsticks.
他用两
going through his nostrils.
他用两只筷子捅进他父亲的鼻孔，把他杀了。
He hates his dad.
他恨恶他的父亲。
Because he's not a loving dad.
因为他的父亲不是一个有爱心的父亲。
How can you explain to these people that God loves you as your dad?
在这种人面前，你怎么可以用一个地上的父亲的例子来显示你的天父是这样的爱你呢？
So fathers, if you don't discipline your children with the love, you have failed as a child of God.
所以在这儿做父亲的人。我要跟你们讲，如果你们没有用一种爱心来管教你们的孩子的话，那你在作为一个神的儿女的这个角色上，你是失败的。
Thirdly, God is Lord.
第三，神是主。
By Lord means the master, and we are his slaves.
当我说主的时候，我指的是神是我们的主人。我们是他的奴仆。
And this is very foreign to people who do not know God.
对于很多不认识神来说的话，这个词听起来非常陌生。
I don't think you want to be called a slave.
我想你可能不愿意自己被称为一个奴仆。
But that's the name that Apostle Paul loves to call himself.
可是在圣经里保罗使徒保罗是用奴仆这个词来形容他自己的。
He says, I'm a slave to Christ.
他说我是基督的奴仆。
He said that proudly and very, very happily.
他说这个的时候是非常自豪的是非常高兴的说的。
And I want to tell you that I'd be more than happy to say I'm a slave to Jesus.
我也在这里可以跟你讲，我今天会非常高兴地告诉你，我就是基督的奴仆。
Because he is my Lord.
因为他是我的主。
He owns me. He can tell me to do whatever he wants to.
他拥有我的一切，他可以让我做所有他要我做的事情。
Because he loves me, I know he won't tell me to do anything that's bad for me.
因为我知道他是爱我的，他不会让我做一些对我不好的事情。
He is a loving Lord.
他是一个有爱心的神。
He is a Lord, that kind of a Lord, and I am willing and happily to give my life over for His sake.
他是一个有爱心的主，我愿意为这个主献上我的一切，包括生命。
That's the type of Lord God is.
神就是这么样的一位主。
When we refer to God as our Lord,
当我们称神为我们的主的时候
we mean that He's a ruler of my life.
我们指的是他在我们生命中是掌权的。
God is the ruler of my life.
神在我们生命中应该是掌权的。
I always go to God to find out which way He wants me.
我经常来到神的面前，向他寻求我应该如何的生活。
So this makes God is my Lord.
这样的话，神就是我生命中掌权的，是我的主。
Today, most people, if they want to live his life right, and he seeks.Assistance from psychologists.
今天人们如果想有一个很好的生活，他们会去到心理学家那寻求建议。
Well, I used to know a preacher, and he and his wife visit psychiatrists every month.
我以前认识一个牧师，他和他的太太 每个月去一次心理心理医生去看心理医生。
They told me this proudly.
当他们跟我们讲这件事情的时候，他们是很自豪的。
I said in my heart, I said, how can you be a preacher of God's word?
我心里不定暗暗的在想，你这样去看心理医生，怎么可以做一个好的神的仆人呢？
God is not your Lord. Psychiatrist is your Lord.
因为神已经不是你的主了，心理医生是你的主了。
The psychiatrist says, you shouldn't have said that word. You apologize to your wife.
心理医生跟他说，当初你这个话说的不妥，赶快跟你太太道歉。
I wouldn't take anybody's word, apologize to your wife, but I listen to my Lord.
谁跟我讲这句话，说跟你的太太道歉，我都不会听的。可是当主跟我讲这句话的时候，我是会去跟我的太太道歉的。
The Lord is my true Lord.
主是我真正一个生命里的真正的主。
I'm more than happy to live for him.
我非常高兴，因为我一辈子都为他而活。
Because that is exactly what he deserves to be treated.
因为他配得这样的一个配得这样的一个权利。
So brothers and sisters, since he is our Lord, our attitude toward him is that fear.
所以弟兄姐妹们，因为他是主，所以我们对主对神的一个态度应该是敬畏。
I'd like to ask you, do you fear God?
我想问你们在座的一个问题，你们对神是不是有一颗敬畏的心？
I think some of you say, oh, God doesn't want us to fear him. God wants us to love him.
你们中间可能会有些人说，哦，神是不会让我们害怕他的，神是让我们要爱他的呀。
God is a loving God.
因为神是一个有爱心的神吗？
God never disciplines people.
神是不会管教他的孩子们的。
God just loves me.
神爱我。
I know. I've seen a parents, soon as they see their children's face, oh, they just smile so proud.
我经常看到这些父母看到他们孩子的脸的时候，他们的就笑开了，像一朵花一样。
I have news for you. God doesn't look at us that way.
我想告诉你一件新鲜事情，神看到我们的时候不是那样的。
You don't expect every time you see God, God is smile at you.
不要有这个期望，每次你仰面看神的时候，神都是微笑着看着你。
God will smile at you when you deserve.For him to smile at you.
当你做的事情是对的话，配得他的微笑的话，他会向你微笑的。
He is too wise to be a Lord that only knows how to smile.
他是一个非常有智慧的，他是你的主，他是非常有智慧的，他不会轻轻易易的这样没有原则的向你笑。
When you deserve to be smiled at, and he'll smile at you.
当你做的事情使得他喜悦的话，他会向你微笑的。
When you disobey, he will discipline you.
当你不听他的话的时候，他也会管教你。
I think I have to move on.
我得继续往前讲。
We just talked about God being loving and wonderful.
我们讲到了神是一个有爱心的神，神是一个奇妙的神。
But he's almighty, and also he could be a terrible God.
可是神，他也是一个大能的神，他也是一个值得惧怕的神。
So therefore, it is our wise decision to know this God better.
所以对我们来说，我们做的一个很明智的决定，就是我们能够更好的来认识这位神。
We want to do something to please him.
我们要做一些事情能讨得他的喜悦。
We don't want to do anything that irritates him.
那些让他不高兴的事情，我们最好不要做。
So now I'd like to point out some of the things that God does not want to happen in our lives.
现在我会讲一些事情，就是说，在我们的生命中，神不喜悦一些什么样的事情，不喜悦我们做什么样的事情。
Since God is King,
因为神是王。
God is Father,
神是父。
God is the Lord,
神是主。
God does not want His sovereignty violated.
神不希望我们去侵犯他的主权。
Brothers and sisters, if you are a father, you need to maintain that status in your house.
弟兄姐妹们，如果在座的有做父亲的，你们在家里要保持你们的那种地位，就是你们的主权。
You are the Lord of that house.
你是那个家里的一个主。
Please don't tell me that Elder Chu, there's no Lord today.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's no Lord.
请你们不要告诉我，在你们的家里，今天的家里是没有主的。
You are the Lord of your house.
做父亲的，你们是你们家里的主。
When the father is the Lord, this house is in good order.
当家里有一个主，也就是父亲作为主的话，这个家里会比较太平。
Provided you are a reasonable Lord.
当然，这个前提是你是一个比较讲道理的主。
You are the Lord. That doesn't mean you're going to use a whip to whip everybody in your house.
当我说你是家里的主的话，不是说你拿起一个鞭子，鞭打家里所有的人。
You are a loving Lord.
你是一个有爱心的主。
You rule the house like God rules the universe.
你掌管一个家里，就像上帝掌管整个宇宙一样。
One thing you don't want to happen in that house is when your authority is being violated.
你在家里最不愿意看见的一件事情应该是你的权威被藐视。
I told you about the story of Dr. Sweeting, the president of Moody Bible Institute.
我曾经跟你们讲过一个故事，是Sweeting 博士，也就是穆迪的这个神学院的一个老师。
Dr. Sweeting is from West Virginia.
Sweeting 博士是从西弗吉尼亚州来的。
If you know American geography a little bit better, you know what kind of a state is West Virginia.
如果你们对美国地理很熟悉的话，你们就知道西弗吉尼亚州是怎么样的一个州。
West Virginia is a coal country.
西弗吉尼亚是一个煤矿的一个州。
So, Dr. Sweeting's dad was a coal mine worker.
也就是说Sweeting 博士他的父亲是一个煤矿工人。
So that means he didn't have any much education.
也就是说他的父亲没有受到很好的教育。
Dr. Sweeting, who was the president of the D.L. Moody, the Bible Institute, of course, he's very well educated.
另一方面，Sweeting 博士自己呢，他是穆迪神学院的院长，所以他受到了很好的教育。
It's very hard to believe that Dr. Sweeting has so much respect toward his dad.
但是你们很难相信的一件事情就是Sweeting 博士对他的父亲非常非常的尊重。
He says, "In my house, there's a rocking chair in the center of our living room."
他说，在我的家里，在我们的厅里面有一个摇椅。
And that chair is only set by my dad.
那个摇椅只有我的爸爸可以坐。
Early in the morning, the first thing.I did is go out, open the door, pick up the morning paper.
他说一大早，清早一大早起来的时候，第一件事情我就是出门，拿起今天早上的报纸。
And then I place that newspaper in that rocking chair without even opening the newspaper and peep into it.
所以我拿了报纸以后，我第一件事情就是跑到父亲坐的摇椅上，把它放在那里，我都不敢把它打开看一眼。
In our family,
在我们的家里。
My dad is the only one that qualified to sit in that chair.
我的爸爸是唯一的一个可以配坐在那个摇椅上的人。
Young people, I hope your house has a chair like that.
年轻人们，我想跟你们讲，希望你们的家里也有一个像这样摇椅的一个地方。
I can imagine you people, and as soon as you hit home, you threw your shoes away and you lie on that couch.And with your feet, the high arrays and landed on the back of your couch.
我想象的情景是，你们一回家第一件事情冲进家里，把鞋子乱丢，然后躺在这个沙发上面，脚朝天，或者脚踩在这个椅背上。
You own everything of that house, right?
你是这个家里的主人，对吗？
That's not what Dr. Sweeting's house.
可是 Sweeting 博士不是这样说的，他的家。
Only his dad sits in that chair.
只有他的父亲有资格坐在那个摇椅上。
Only his dad read that newspaper.
只有他的父亲可以翻开看第一眼看那个报纸。
He's a coal mine worker. He came home with a coal dust on his face, but he was only one.That qualified to sit in that chair, read that newspaper.
也就是说，这个煤矿工人他回来的时候，一头是黑头，一身都是煤灰。可是他却有这么一个特权，他是家里唯一的可以坐这个摇椅的人。
The whole family considered him the lord of the house.
整个一个家人都认为，都知道他是这个家的主。
You know what? That house.Is the sweetest house that Dr. Sweeting says he ever knew.
你知道吗 ？Sweeting 博士说，那个家是他认为是一个最甜美的家。
So when your dad was given that authority, treated as the lord of the house, your house is a blessed house.
当你知道吗？当你的父亲他给了这个有这个特权，他被当做这个家里的主的时候。你有一个非常蒙神祝福的家。
When you sit at the table, do you just sit any chair you want to?
当你在桌边坐下坐坐旁边坐下来的时候，你是不是随便选一把椅子就坐下来了呢
？Or you say, "Oh, that's Dad's place."
还是会说，哦，那个是爸爸坐的地方。
If your house is not like that, your house doesn't have a lord.
如果你不能这么说的话，说明你们家里还没有一个主。
If your house doesn't have a lord, your house is not in good order.
如果你们家里没有一个主的话，你们家很可能会一团糟。
So therefore, don't forget, God is the Lord, and God deserves respect.
所以不要忘记，神是主，神配得我们的尊重和尊崇。
God doesn't.Like his wisdom questioned.
神不希望我们怀疑他的智慧。
Some people read the scripture as the examiner, checker, of the book.
有些我们来读经的时候，我们的态度是我们一边读着经，好像我们是在审查这个经文是不是可靠，是不是真实。
When you read the scripture, do you have the attitude?That you are learning something from the Lord.
当你读圣经的时候，你是不是有这样的态度？你是在神在主那里学到了一些东西呢
？Or you say, "Let me see if the Bible says anything about that."
还是带着一种挑剔的眼光来说，我要看看圣经这个东西是怎么这件事情是怎么讲的
？Let me see if God is in agreement with me.
我看一看。上帝的这个看法和我的看法是不是一样的
？Today there are many Christians. They read the scripture with this attitude.
今天很多的基督徒，他们读圣经的时候是带着这种态度的。
This book filled with wisdom of God.
这本书里充满着神来的智慧。
The wisdom of God is not allowed to be questioned.
神的智慧是不应该让我们来怀疑的。
You can say to God, "God, I don't understand."
你可以跟神说，神啊，
You better not tell God, God, I disagree with what you say.
可是你最好不要跟神说, 神啊,
and God doesn't like that. Because God is a wise God. He doesn't want his love despised.
他不希望我们对他的爱,
neither does he like his power challenged. Today, I think many people say, God, if you truly God, do this. I want to see it.
有些人现在会说, 上帝, 你如果是真的上帝, 真的神的话, 你做这件事情给我看一看。
Therefore, these are the things that God hates.
也就是说, 这些事情是神所憎恶的。
Number one, our rebellion.
第一个是我们的悖逆。
Israelites rebel against God, and God does not like that. And God says, okay, for all of you who disagree with me, you're not going to enter into the promised land.
以色列人当初他们悖逆, 他们不听神的话, 神很不高兴, 神跟他们讲说, 可以的, 你们中间所有不听我话的人, 你们都不能进入应许地。
400,000 Israelites died in that desert.
40万以色列人, 死在那个旷野里。
Because of their rebellion against God.
就是因为他们对神的叛逆。
Second thing that God doesn't want it is idolatry.
第二个神所憎恶的事情是拜偶像。
You know, idolatry is the thing that a people that worship false gods.
所谓拜偶像就是那些他们拜假神的那些人。
But in the scriptures, we often run into the situation that idolatry is equivalent to adultery.
可是在圣经里面经常能看到，当我们谈到拜偶像的时候， 他们的通用的一个词也就是, 奸淫或者是淫夫。
So when you worship idol, you're actually committed adultery against God.
所以当你拜偶像的同时, 其实你已经是, 在与神的这个关系上已经犯了奸淫罪。
This is very strange.
这是一个很奇怪的概念。
God sometimes considers us as His mate.
神把我们看作他的爱人。
He wants us to love Him, to treat Him as if we were His mate.
他让我们爱他, 让我们就像他是我们的, 丈夫一样。
He wants us to be faithful to Him.
他希望我们是忠心的, 一心的跟随他。
So therefore, brothers and sisters, to worship the idol is one of the greatest sins that anyone can ever violate.
所以说, 拜偶像是人所能犯的一个非常严重的罪之一。
God says, I am a jealous God.
神说, 我是一个忌邪的神。
In other words, He doesn't want any other idol to occupy your heart.
也就是说, 神说, 在我们的心中, 他所拥有的地位, 不能有任何其他的偶像来代替那个地位。
Those of us, we come from far east, we usually have idols in our minds.
当我们那些从远东来的, 弟兄姊妹们或朋友们, 可能会想到这个偶像的时候, 就会想到真正的偶像。
Some of you says, well, you know, all religions are the same. I believe in Jesus, but I also believe in Buddha.
有些人说, 所有的这些宗教都是条条大路通罗马, 我相信耶稣, 我也相信佛。
Brothers and sisters and friends, let me tell you, you might think yourself a pretty tolerant, you can have more than one God. God doesn't like that.
弟兄姐妹, 朋友们, 你们可能想, 我真的是一个很宽容的人, 你看我有这么多的神, 我都接纳他们。
God does not like adulterers.
上帝不喜欢我们在与他的关系上有这种奸淫的这种现象。
God wants you to be his lover.
神想让他成为你他的爱人。
Because he loves you exactly the same way.
因为他以同样的爱来爱你。
Number three, there's another thing that God doesn't like is an unholy life.
第三个神所憎恶的事情是不圣洁的生活。
To be holy is to be different from the ordinary type of life.
所谓圣洁就是和一般正常的这些生活不一样的一种生活。
You are separated from the rest of the world.
你从世界上被分别出来。
He wants you to be holy because he is holy.
他之所以让他希望我们来活一个圣洁的生活，是因为神本身是个圣洁的神。
He wants you to be separated from the rest of the world.
他希望我们从世界上能分别出来。
Because he is the one and only holy God.
因为他是唯一仅有的一个圣洁的神。
When you're not holy, you cannot close to God.
当你不圣洁的时候，你非常难亲近神。
And then three things that God desires from his children.
还有哪三件事情是神所喜悦的呢？
Number one, young people, I want you to listen.
第一点，年轻人，我希望你们能注意。
I'm not just picking on you because I'm correcting you.
我并不是，我是想来改正你们的一些观点。
You have listened to too many wrong information.
因为现在有很多不对的这种观念。
You've been doing something wrong all the time without knowing it.
其实你们有很多不正确的观念，但是自己却不知道。
Today, as one of the popular things in the church is worship.
现在在教会里所说的一个非常热门的一个词就是敬拜。
许多的many of those churches. Well, that's what the Chinese speak English. That's what they are, right? Once in a while, things slip out. So God wants you to worship Him.
神希望你们来敬拜他。
But God wants you to understand what a worship is.
可是神想要我们知道什么是真正的敬拜。
Today, most of the churches, they emphasize the subject of worship.
很多教会里面他会强调这个敬拜的这个概念。
But their worship is only formality.
可是他们的敬拜只是一些形式上的一个走形式。
Soon as they talk about worship, they pull out the guitar.
他们一讲完敬拜，拿出来就拿出他们的吉他。
For some reason, they don't think piano should be used for worship.
他们认为他们不需要用钢琴来敬拜神。
As soon as they talk about worship, they threw away the hymnal.
他们讲完敬拜的时候，他们就把这种圣诗。
They think this is not worshipful a book.
诗本扔开，他们认为这个诗本并不是一个敬拜的一个好的一个
And then they pick up a few members in their congregation that can sing well.
然后他们在他们的这个聚会的点中找几个会唱歌的人。
Each one has a mic before them.
每个人他们都带有一个小的麦克风。
And then started singing.
他们就开始唱歌。
They think that is worship.
他们认为那就是所谓的崇拜。
Brothers and sisters, worship is a good thing.
弟兄姐妹们，敬拜或者崇拜是一件很好的事情。
But we need to understand what worship really is.
可是我们必须明白真正的敬拜是什么样的。
The fourth chapter of the Gospel of John tells us that to worship the Lord is to worship in spirit and in truth.
在约翰福音的第四章告诉我们。我们真正的敬拜是用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
It's not what kind of instrument you use.
这不是说我们用什么乐器来敬拜他。
It's not what kind of music, the hymnal you use.
也不是说我们用什么样的歌本来敬拜他。
It's your heart.
是用我们的心来敬拜他。
It's your attitude.
是用我们的态度来敬拜他。
It's not a show off.
这并不是专门是耍噱头的一种做法。
Today I hear so many rock and roll music in a worship song.
今天我还在敬拜的时候听到过摇滚乐的敬拜。
Some of them are very good. I must say their contents are good.
有些摇滚乐的敬拜其实真是很不错的，他们的内容是很不错的。
But why they have to use the rock and roll music is beyond me.
可是我就是不能理解他们为什么会用摇滚乐来敬拜神呢？
So let's understand what a worship is all about.
让我们来明白一下什么是真正的敬拜。
It's not what kind of an instrument you use.
不是我们的乐器来决定敬拜是什么样的。
There are so many Christians. I just don't understand. They emphasize atmosphere.
很多基督徒他们敬拜的时候，他们所强调的是当初敬拜的时候的一种气氛。
Once I was in a retreat and with so many real good Christians.
有一次我在退休会上和一些很好的基督徒在一起。
When we get together in the evening, talk about how to manage the retreat.
当我们在一起在筹划怎么样去办一个好的退休会的时候。
There's one person says, well, let's start pray.
有一个人说我们开始祷告吧。
That's very good.
我觉得那很好。
But then that person says, let's dim the light.
但有的人说哦，祷告之前我们把灯先搞暗一点。
The atmosphere is better.
这样的话祷告的气氛比较好。
We're not seeking atmosphere.
我们
We're concentrating on the condition of our heart.
我们其实不应该追求敬拜或者祷告的气氛。我们所想的应该是我们 心的状态是如何。
So let's remember, it's not what kind of instrument we use, it's what kind of heart we have.
让我们记住敬拜并不是我们的乐器选的如何，而是我们的心是怎么样的一个状态来敬拜神。
Let's not go to the church, now let's worship.
不是说到了教会说好我们现在开始敬拜。
Brothers and sisters,You supposed to be worshiping the Lord 24 hours a day.
不是只是到教会里才去敬拜，弟兄姐妹们，你应该是24小时在不停的敬拜神。
I hope you agree with me.
我希望你能同意我的观点。
You can't tell God, the worship time is over. Now I'm free.
你不能跟神说，哦，神啊，这敬拜时间完了，好了，我再也不用敬拜你了。
When you come close to God.You should be worshipful.
当来到神的面前的时候，你应该是怀有一个敬拜的心态的。
No wonder A.W. Tozer said one thing says, the missing jewel of the evangelical church today is worship.
难怪A.W. 陶素在他的一本书叫做《失去的宝石》中讲到当今福音的教会所缺的那么一颗宝石，就是他们不知道如何敬拜神。
The second one, Chinese again. The second one is obedience.
第二个神所喜悦我们要有的事情是一颗顺服的心。
God likes to see His children obey.
神希望看到我们听他的话。
Young people, listen, obey.
年轻人们。你们听到了吗？要听话。
That's a lesson you need to learn.
这是你们要学的一个功课。
Obey the authority.
你们要听权威的话，顺服权威。
Because it is a symbol. When you obey, that means you love the one you worship.
也就是说当你愿意顺服的时候，这是一个记号，说明你爱那个你所顺服的人，你所敬拜的人。
Why don't you obey your parents?
你们为什么不听父母的话呢？
You'd be surprised to know that because you don't love them.
你听起来可能会大吃一惊，其实你心里并不真爱他们。
You say, I love my parents.
你说我很爱我的父母啊。
Then my challenge is, then obey them.
那我的挑战就是，如果你真爱他们的话，你就听他们的话。
Number three.
第三个。
The great commandment of the New Testament is to love your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
第三个神所喜悦的事情是我们在圣经里所看到的最大的诫命，新约里最大的诫命，也就是尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力来爱主你的神。
That means you worship God with your whole person.
也就是说你用全人来敬拜你的神。
And again, A.W. Tozer says,
A.W. 陶素说,
You should love God because He is God.
你为什么要爱神?原因就是他就是神。
You should always love God.
你要经常的爱你的神。
And, In the previous message, I said, God is such a God.
在上一讲我们讲到神是这么样的一位神。
He is a loving God.
他是一个有爱心的神。
He is a provider God.
他是一个为你提供的神。
He is also a disciplinary God.
他也是一个管教你的神。
And all these proves that He loves you.
这些都是一个证据说明神爱你。
Therefore, it's very natural you need to love Him.
所以非常自然的，你也应该爱你们的神。
So we should love God because He is God.
所以我们为什么要爱神呢？就是因为他是神。
It's very simple.
这是非常简单的一件事情。
You said, last night, a couple of kids spanking their hands on the table.In the dining room.
昨天晚上在教会里面有几个孩子在桌子上面拼命的拍打。
They're very young, very cute.
他们长得很小很可爱。
I look at them, I just love them.
我看着他们的时候我非常喜欢这些孩子。
But I don't like that spanking, you know, pounding on the table.
我爱这些孩子可是我不喜欢他们的作为也就是他们在敲桌子的作为。
So I call out to them, are they?Quiet! Don't spank on the table.
所以我告诉孩子的妈妈说，让他安静下来，不要再砸桌子了。
And one of the kids looked up at me.
这个小朋友看了我一眼以后，继续做他的事情。
I said, "There's not allowed in the church."
我告诉他，教会里不许你砸桌子。
And two-year-old cute kid begin to realize there's something maybe serious.
这两岁的小孩终于认识到事情的严重性了。
So I walk over there and I put my hands on his head.
所以我走过去把我的手放在他的头上。
I said, you're very cute.
我说你真的很可爱。
Since you're cute, and I want to teach you a lesson.
就是因为你很可爱，所以我要教你一个功课。
Don't spank the table.
不要砸桌子。
Understand?
你明白吗？他说明白。
You see, when you love someone, you discipline them.
看到了吗？当你爱一个人的时候，你是会去管教他的。
That's what God will do.
那也是神会做的一件事情。
Let's pray.
让我们大家一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for the time we spend together.
天父，我们谢谢你，我们在一起啊，有这么一段时间。
We cannot talk enough about you.
我们就讲到了与你之间的关系。
You're such an almighty loving God.
你是这么样的一位大能的，一位有爱心的神。
In conclusion, we want to tell you, Lord, we love you.
我们想总结一句告诉你，我们爱你。
Because you are God.
就是因为你是神。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣的名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.